Welcome to Talking Cybersecurity, a weekly podcast listened to in over 50 countries. My name is Richard Herron and I am your presenter. In the Talking Cybersecurity podcast, expect to hear all things related to the cybersecurity industry, whether that's getting your first job, interviews, board reports, data breaches, different approaches to cybersecurity, or conferences. None of the opinions expressed on this podcast by myself or guests are necessarily reflective of the opinions of the organisations we represent. If you want to continue the conversation, feel free to join the LinkedIn group, Talking Cybersecurity. I use Pixabay for most of the music heard on this podcast. Hi everyone, welcome to episode 69 of Talking Cybersecurity. Today is Sunday, April 28th, 2024. I'm recovering from a cold, but bear with me, I will try my best. Today I am revisiting artificial intelligence by testing three versions of the same script to see how they all fare. The first version will be using the tool I used around episode 19 or 20, where I tried to trick the audience with an AI voice. Alas, I wasn't overly successful. Most of you picked it up within the first 10 seconds and said, "Richard, please do not put us through that agony again." At the time, I made the statement that we were about 18 months away from greatness. So today is all about seeing how much AI for voice has improved. The first version you'll hear is from that older AI voice tool, and it's not a great voice emulation. I do need to play it so you can make a decent comparison between all the versions. Each version will last for 2 minutes. Version 2 is quite a good reproduction after I fed it only 30 seconds of my voice. Version 3 is the same tool as version 2, but I fed it 30 minutes of my voice. You will be absolutely staggered the difference between versions 1, 2, and 3. For the comparison test, I'm going to ask, why would developments in AI voice be of any interest to those in the cybersecurity industry? The answers will follow, and hopefully at least one of the versions will do my voice justice. It will either demonstrate advancements with AI, or conversely show how far we have got to go. I will revisit the AI voice capabilities every 6 to 9 months. Okay friends, buckle up and let's see how AI voice performs. Version 1. This is the crummy older AI voice simulator. I'm not expecting too much greatness here. Here goes. Why would developments in AI voice be of any interest to those in the cybersecurity industry? 1. Advanced AI voice synthesis can be used to create gibber-realistic voice deepfakes, enabling attackers to impersonate individuals for social engineering attacks, fraud, or spreading disinformation. Cybersecurity professionals need to be aware of these threats and develop countermeasures. 2. As voice-based authentication becomes more common, AI-powered voice synthesis could be used to bypass these security measures. Cybersecurity researchers need to study the vulnerabilities of voice authentication and develop more robust systems. 3. AI voice technology could make phishing attacks more convincing and harder to detect. Attackers could use AI to impersonate trusted individuals or organizations, tricking victims into revealing sensitive information or taking harmful actions. Cybersecurity teams need to educate users about these risks and implement safeguards. And I might give you an example of that at the end of the episode. 4. AI voice systems could be used to automate and scale up social engineering attacks over the phone, making them harder to detect and prevent. Cybersecurity professionals must develop strategies to identify and block these automated threats. 5. Cybersecurity researchers can leverage AI voice technology themselves to develop tools for detecting voice deepfakes, enhancing voice authentication, and identifying AI-generated versus human speech. Staying at the forefront of AI voice developments is crucial for effective defense. Onto version 2, the much better tool but with only 30 seconds experience of my voice. Why would developments in AI voice be of any interest to those in the cybersecurity industry? 1. Advanced AI voice synthesis can be used to create highly realistic voice deepfakes, enabling attackers to impersonate individuals for social engineering attacks, fraud, or spreading disinformation. Cybersecurity professionals need to be aware of these threats and develop countermeasures. 2. As voice-based authentication becomes more common, e.g. for virtual assistants, phone banking,
etc. AI-powered voice synthesis could be used to bypass these security measures. Cybersecurity researchers need to study the vulnerabilities of voice authentication and develop more robust systems. 3. AI voice technology could make phishing attacks more convincing and harder to detect. Attackers could use AI to impersonate trusted individuals or organizations, tricking victims into revealing sensitive information or taking harmful actions. Cybersecurity teams need to educate users about these risks and implement safeguards. And I might give you an example of that at the end of the episode. 4. AI voice systems could be used to automate and scale up social engineering attacks over the phone, making them harder to detect and prevent. Cybersecurity professionals must develop strategies to identify and block these automated threats. 5. Cybersecurity researchers can leverage AI voice technology themselves to develop tools for detecting voice deepfakes, enhancing voice authentication, and identifying AI-generated versus human speech. Staying at the forefront of AI voice developments is crucial for effective defense.
And last, but by no means least, onto version 3, which swallowed up 30 minutes of my voice to make it a whole lot smarter. Why would developments in AI voice be of any interest to those in the cyber security industry? 1. Advanced AI voice synthesis can be used to create highly realistic voice deepfakes, enabling attackers to impersonate individuals for social engineering attacks, fraud, or spreading disinformation. Cybersecurity professionals need to be aware of these threats and develop countermeasures. 2. As voice-based authentication becomes more common, for example, for virtual assistants, phone banking, etc., AI-powered voice synthesis could be used to bypass these security measures. Cybersecurity researchers need to study the vulnerabilities of voice authentication and develop more robust systems. 3. AI voice technology could make phishing attacks more convincing and harder to detect. Attackers could use AI to impersonate trusted individuals or organizations, tricking victims into revealing sensitive information or taking harmful actions. Cybersecurity teams need to educate users about these risks and implement safeguards. And I might give you an example of that at the end of the episode. 4. AI voice systems could be used to automate and scale up social engineering attacks over the phone, making them harder to detect and prevent. Cybersecurity professionals must develop strategies to identify and block these automated threats. 5. Cybersecurity researchers can leverage AI voice technology themselves to develop tools for detecting voice deepfakes, enhancing voice authentication, and identifying AI-generated versus human speech. Staying at the forefront of AI voice developments is crucial for effective defense. Well, folks, that's it. Surely version 3 was a clear winner. I hope so, because I'm going to let you into a little secret. This whole episode, yes folks, the whole episode was created using what I referred to as version 3, the advanced AI voice. By all means, let me know your thoughts on the LinkedIn group, Talking Cybersecurity. I will provide you with an invisible gold medal if you realize that this complete podcast was done via an AI tool. 2 more items. As predicted earlier in the year, this is the year of change for a lot of people. There are a stack, technical term there, stack, a stack of security personnel who have either resigned or who have moved on, so to speak. I think it's a combination of a number of factors. I even saw a job being advertised that looked very similar to mine. Ha, very interesting. Last item, we mentioned in our voice test that advanced AI voice synthesis can be used to create highly realistic voice deepfakes. Here's an example of what that might sound like. Hi Mum, it's me. I'm using a friend's phone as I just lost mine. Please save this as my new number. Can you do me a favour and transfer $1,000 to my bank account for me so I can buy a new phone right now? Sorry, but it's a real emergency and you know I'll pay you back. please don't call me as I'll be occupied for the next few hours. Just reply by text. I'll explain everything later, but I need you to send the money as soon as possible. I'm sorry for bothering you, but I really need your help. The BSB is 555555, and the account number is 12345678. Thanks. I'm sure if my parents were around, they could have fallen for that. Alrighty, I'd better publish this episode. Before I go, though, how good is this AI voice? You'd have to admit, it is pretty convincing. This week I'll be assisting someone do some interviews. I haven't interviewed anyone for about 4 years, so I am looking forward to it. I might have to re-listen to my own episode 13, where I covered interview questions typically asked of chief information security officers. That's it for episode 69. I trust you will all have a good week. A bit like a game of Mahjong, sometimes the tiles just don't turn your way. If you're having a bad week, just try and make the most of the tiles you're dealt and reach out to a friend for some help. I better go. Have a great week. Bye. Oh, the real Richard says bye as well. See ya.